Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Every Thursday in the football season, we go through seven big questions, seven for 7 points. We call it the Thursday Touchdown.
Wow, I feel special after that. All right, the expanded college football playoff is the most anticipated change in the sport this season. In years past, Florida State's playoff hopes would be pretty much on life support, but now that's not so true. So let's do a little hypothetical. If Florida State's only loss the rest of the season is in the ACC championship game, should they get a CFP bid over a fourth Big Ten or SEC team? I think what I'm doing here is pitting you guys against each other.
And you know what my answer is, but let me defend it. Okay, they'd be 10-2. Their only losses would be at neutral sites. In this scenario, they beat Clemson, Miami, and Memphis, who left. They will be ranked. They'd also have a big win at Notre Dame in November. Yes, they should be in the playoff.
Okay, so my answer is a little bit more... I think it's going to be very much you in your answer, very much me in my answer. I'm going to have to see how this plays out. Mm. How good is Georgia Tech? How many wins do they have? Do they face Georgia Tech in the ACC championship game? How many wins do they have? How does that one age? And then it also comes down to how good is Clemson, Miami, Notre Dame? Even the last game of the year, and they've got the toughest schedule in all of college football, how do they play against Florida? All right, it's really going to depend on some of the outside factors, not just what Florida State is doing.
The biggest one might be Notre Dame, because if Notre Dame's a 10-win team, and you're a 10-win team, and you beat Notre Dame at their place, and Notre Dame's in, you would have a hell of a case to be in as well.
Let's put it this way, then, make more specific for John to answer. 9-3 Michigan, no Big Ten championship game appearance. 10-2 Florida State loses in the ACC championship game. Okay. Michigan would be the fourth Big Ten team.
No. So if Michigan loses Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State, their biggest three games of the season, then no, I think Florida State would be the one that you would put in.
It'd take a unique circumstance to get Michigan in that situation. Yeah. Okay. All right, 2023 really lacked a huge upset in college football. I mean, the big one was TCU, Colorado beating them, remember, opening week one. And everybody thought that was a big deal, and then it ended up not being a big deal. So I want you both to get out your crystal ball and tell me what the biggest upset of this season will be.
Are you trying to debate me into something with Miami because the crystal ball?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with that. I think the biggest upset last year was actually Alabama beating Georgia and then knocking Georgia out of the playoffs. I think if Georgia loses at any point this year, that could be a huge upset. And I'm looking at the game that is at Ole Miss. I think that if Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, with Jackson Dart, you might hear his name again here soon. I think that is, that would be to me the biggest upset. And I don't know that we're going to have with the increased teams and expanded conferences, no divisions. I don't know that we're going to have an undefeated national champion. And so that means whether it's Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, like there's going to be a loss in there somewhere.
There is a brand in the Big Ten known as the Spoilermakers. I think there's two spots for Purdue to be a spoiler again this season.
Were you
season.
On the phone with Lucy last night? She got her tickets.
I think when they host Oregon on a Friday night short week for the Ducks cross country, that could be a trappy spot. And we all know James Franklin's not immune to a choke job. They go to Purdue this season. One of those two upset special.
You know, not only Lucy, John's daughter, is there, but also Doug has trademarked watch out for Purdue.
So oh, yeah, it's, I'll get pay that. A royalty.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, Purdue, Notre Dame. That one's in West Lafayette, too.
All right, Dylan Gabriel, Quinn Ewers, and Carson Beck are the top three preseason Heisman candidates. Will the winner come from that group, or will it be somebody else?
Normally, you want to take the field, but I want to take these three. I think they all win their conference. They all bring back the majority of their offensive line. All are going to put up big numbers.
So I'm going to go opposite, and I think those, obviously, top three and by a large margin. I'll take the field if that's all I have to do. I thought the assignment was, if it's not them, then you got to pick
one
other.
Well, give me a name, yeah.
So I'll give you one that I already mentioned, Jackson Dart, Ole Miss. If he pulls off that upset over Georgia and Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin are in the playoffs in the conversation for a national title, Jackson Dart definitely will be. I'm going to give you, that's my 1A. I'll give you a 1B, Jalen Milroe, Alabama.
Quick note, they all can't win their conference before the ticket techs yell at me, but I think they will all be highly ranked in the playoff.
All right. NIL was such a big storyline this offseason. Most fans are annoyed and exhausted from it. While those things are all both true for me, it hasn't hurt my Saturdays. Has NIL taken away from college football and your game day experience?
College football? Yes. Game day experience? No. I mean, it's as easy as that. It's all of the stuff, all the garbage that surrounds college football right now, and you could say it's garbage, you could say it's good. Some of it's good, some of it I don't like, but it takes away from my enjoyment for, what, 353 days a year? But for those 12, nope.
But it's all about player movement, and all these players are switching all these teams, and that's why I asked. It's hard to keep track of who's on what team.
I think the combination of NIL and the portal has hurt roster continuity. But I'm still as excited as I've ever been when Saturday rolls around.
All right, Nick Saban and Jim Harbaugh are both gone from college football. Two very good coaches, obviously Saban way better. But Kirby Smart is universally accepted as the best coach in the game right now. Who's the second best coach in college football?
It's funny, you look around, how many of these guys have won a national title? Dabo and Mac Brown, but I think both those guys, you got to factor in the programs aren't where they were when they were winning national titles. To me, the answer is Kalen DeBoer. 12-2 in ranked games, 4-1 in top 10 games. He's the best coach in America, not named Kirby Smart.
And his record, and his record as a head coach, now a couple of years at NAIA Sioux Falls, 104-12. And this is maybe one thing that should scare college football fans. If you're not a fan of anybody other than Alabama, this is concerning, because did they go from Nick Saban to Kalen, the next Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer? That scares the hell out of me.
That'd be crazy. All right. I thought one of you might mention this guy, but I get why you wouldn't. But his overall record and bowl success is really good. Ryan Day, he's facing a ton of pressure this season. Does he have to beat Michigan and be the Big Ten runner-up and make the CFP to keep his job?
I think it's a combination of factors. He can lose to Michigan. He cannot even be a Big Ten runner-up. But if he makes the national championship game, wins the national championship, then his job is safe. And I don't know that Ohio State fans are ready to make the shift of it's just about national title. That if they don't beat Michigan, a lot of them would say, hey, if we lose to everybody but we beat Michigan, you're good. That's how lunatic it is down there.
how rabid it is. I think when you put $20 million into your roster, you have to win a national title or the season's a failure. Now, I don't think he will be fired if they fail to win the national title, but if he also loses to Michigan,
right.
He gone.
So, lose one loss to Michigan and loses the national championship game, you think he would be gone?
No.
I don't.
No, you're not going to fire a coach that played in a national title game. So, you could be disappointed.
So, title appearance. So, if they fall short of a title appearance, he gets fired?
And loses to Michigan?
And loses to Michigan.
Yeah.
He gone.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we're going to do either an extra point or we'll go for two once in a while with the last one in the Thursday touchdown. The extra point has to be something really outlandish. I don't have anything this week. Let's stick to the script, kind of, and let's just give one to the NFL because it's a week from tonight. The kick kicks off. It's Ravens and Chiefs. What team is a candidate to be a super sleeper this season? It has to be a team that's not really getting any preseason attention. So you can't give me the Falcons and
no.
Because they missed the playoffs. This has to be a real dark horse.
How about a team whose coach has won a Super Bowl?
Oh, you're good. Come on.
Whose quarterback was a number one overall pick.
Come on. Don't take it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Same here.
No, I don't think they're a super sleeper.
They're 15th in Super Bowl odds. They're nowhere near a favorite.
When was the last time anybody mentioned Trevor Lawrence, who was the number one overall
pick?
People
are down on them.
He was God's gift to football, and he hasn't done anything.
Failed. I should have talked to you guys before the show. This is a failed answer.
Oh, you want to say the Tennessee Titans, the New England Patriots?
I want a super sleeper, not a sleeper. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a sleeper, but weren't they 9-8 last year or 8-9? I mean, I'm looking like dark, so let's go dark here. Arizona Cardinals.
Great. They could win 7-8 games.
Oh,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
I would not be shocked to see them be a wild card team. And with Harrison, I think they've kind of reignited Kyler Murray a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well,
easy schedule.
You're going to go Carolina Panthers. That's a super sleeper.
No, there's some substance, I think, to the Cardinals this year. They played some good football last year down the stretch.
Full year of Kyler Murray. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back to this.
Yeah,
I think they can be frisky. I thought the goal was to pick a team that could challenge for a Super Bowl from the group of like teams that aren't discussed. You know, the Bengals and the Lions and the Chiefs.
That's right. We both came up with Jacksonville.
And I blame me. This was an extra point, and I'm Jake Bates, and I missed it. Okay, because I should have explained a little bit more here.
Don't.
I should
explain
the assignment.
Seeds.
It's somebody to make the playoffs that would really be a shocker because basically it happens every single season.
Minnesota.
Which one of you guys put the Bucs last year to make the playoffs? Case in point.
And that is the Thursday touchdown. Thanks, Tom. It's 97-1.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.